this morning, and joining me live in studio today is Stephanie Henderson to tell us about the Jane Anderson Benefit Concert, which is happening later this month. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. Hope you had a good 4th of July.
It was good.
Good deal. Well, we've been hearing about this Jane Anderson Benefit that's happening at the Ford Theater in a couple of weeks. Tell us about, before you get into what the event is, tell us about the need for this event and why you're doing it.
Okay, so Jane Anderson is amazing. I've known her for most of my life. I was still best friends with her daughter, Amanda. And I've just always been amazed at just how talented she is and how kind and gracious she is. So most people are going to know Jane. For those that don't, she's kind of like the premier pianist of Star Valley that will drop everything and learn a piece to help a young budding musician or a fellow musician that needs something done. And she never like charges. She's just so kind. And so for years, for decades, this woman has kind of, shored up the musical backbone of the Star Valley community. She's also a gifted educator, a magical kindergarten teacher. But she's been hit with a chronic health issue, and this last about year has been really difficult. And so those of us that are close to her and that know her and that love her have been, lots of people do, but a few of us started to run with an idea of how can we help Jane. And it just kind of boiled down to this simple idea of let's tip her. Let's tip her for like 30 plus years of everything she's done for our community.
Absolutely. And you can tell us a bit of passion for her, for what you mentioned. She's always, I think about elementary school, even for me, and I wasn't, involved in a whole lot of musical stuff, but like the rock church theaters, mm-hmm. and teaching and just summer camps. She really was at all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. She played for the high school musicals for years before they had the pre-recorded music. So she would run the show from a piano. That was always amazing to watch how she could just catch and carry performers. She helped with the Salt River Symphony Chorus, all the Messiah performances throughout the years. And all the rehearsals, everything behind the scenes that we don't see when we come to see a show, the hours of learning the music, the hours of practicing with the performer. And then just being there on stage, knowing that anything can happen, and really it falls back on her to keep everything going.
Right.
But I had one performer, Tammy Nilsson's going to be in the show, and she wrote this beautiful tribute that just said, Jane is just so gracious about being able to just step out of the spotlight and to make sure it's about the person that she's playing for, even though like all the magic's coming from the keyboard, right, to keep it going. So, and I thought that, that's Jane to a T.
It really is. So, and you mentioned this whole benefit came about because of the health issues that she's now going through, but really regardless, she deserves this thing,
regardless,
right?
I think we should come together as a community and tip her. And really the idea came, I was just talking with my husband, Eli, and I just said, I remember when I got to college, and even though I wasn't a music major, I did a lot in the strings department at the University of Wyoming. And so at the end of semesters, we'd have to have these music juries where you go and play in front of a panel of professors a piece that you've worked on all semester. And for me, it was extra nerve-wracking because I wasn't a music major, and I felt like I was kind of going in, and I'm not really totally out of my league. But having to find a pianist to play and what they charge, those were just like weeks I didn't buy groceries, and to be like wow, to like look back and realize like Jane just freely gives, where in other communities, other parts of the country, like that's actually a way to bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
So
tell us about this concert at the Afton Ford Theater. Give us the dates, how it's all going to work. You mentioned it's the tipping concept, so yeah. Tell us how all this works.
Yeah, so the concert is like, the theme we're kind of running with is just simply overdue tips. And we have a really amazing lineup of performers. Some of these are going to be her current piano students. Some will be former piano students. A lot of our performers are just other stellar musicians that have worked with Jane on lots of projects here in the community throughout the years. It's going to be all live music at the Ford Theater, with the great acoustics there in that venue. It will be Thursday, July 20th at 7 o'clock. We'll have a big glass tip jar so you can tip her. If she's ever played for you or one of your family members, one of your children, or if you've simply just enjoyed a performance that she's helped provide, that you can tip. For people who maybe can't attend or want to tip her ahead of time, there is a bank account at First Bank of Wyoming, just simply called Tips. You can say it's a tip for Jane Anderson and they'll know what to do. She also has a Venmo account because we thought that's super appropriate. Just pay her directly, right? So her Venmo information can be found on concert posters that are hung up, and also in the lovely newspaper ads that just hit this morning.
Absolutely. Yes, they are. Absolutely. And of course, there is a ticket charge for this, but because of some sponsors you have in the community,
yes,
all the ticket sales also go directly to her, correct?
Yeah, because of some amazing sponsors. So Hunter's, Hastings Ace, Star Valley Realty Company, Star Valley Arts Council, Mountain Music, and the Salt River Arts Society. 100% of our overhead costs, totally covered. And so all the ticket proceeds will go to Jane. So it's a $10 ticket per seat. And we encourage people to go ahead and jump online at saltriverarts.com and get those purchased because the Ford does have limited seating.
Right.
So yeah.
Get those in advance.
Yes.
Absolutely. Stephanie Henderson is studio this morning. This Jane Anderson benefit concert happening Thursday, July 20th. It's at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Afton Ford Theater. $10 admission. But again, all the admissions go directly to Jane Anderson. Also, the tips. Any specific performances you'd like to highlight? Anyone coming to perform that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, so we're really excited to have the amazing sibling duo Melissa Dickey and Daniel Lechner on stage.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, so I said you're kind of local celebrities,
yeah.
And it's amazing. Like we have some people traveling in from afar that are like just like, yeah, tell me when I'll be there. And Melissa's one of those people, right? Like she's gonna come from Laramie. We have three of Jane's children. Jane has a very musical family, and she imparted those gifts to her children as well. And so we've got some of her kids coming. And then Polly McCammon and Pat Davis, those are two other amazing pianists that are Jane's very good friends. They're coming. And quite a few others. I don't want to totally give away the whole show.
Sure.
There's a lot of great people, but I do have to say we have one very extraordinary performer that's coming. It's a surprise. Jane might be listening to this and she'll probably be able to piece it together. But we have a performer coming from out of state, from really far away, totally turning it into a summer road trip opportunity to come back to say thank you to Jane for the way that she propelled this person into their current career. So it's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
And I didn't know if we were going to get a response when I reached out to this person, and it was instantaneous.
Wow.
So,
But that's cool to see from your part, from an organization standpoint, to just see how eager people are to be part of this.
Yeah, for sure.
It just says a lot about Jane, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So. Jane Anderson Benefit Concert, Thursday, July 20th, 7 o'clock at the Afton Ford Theater. Advance tickets online at saltriverarts.com. And again, you can see the flyers posted around Star Valley, also on the events page of sbinews.com and in this week's Star Valley Independent. Details on tips in advance and also Venmo accounts and other ways you can donate if you can't be there that night. Stephanie, anything we missed?
I can't think of anything. I guess maybe just to tell families that had Jane as their child's kindergarten teacher, bring your kids. There's going to be a lot of amazing music. And also, just a way to just a great opportunity just to tell her thank you, as you know, she retired this last spring. So the school district just lost an amazing, amazing educator.
Absolutely. So. My son was in her class this last year. And it was kind of a bummer when she was not able to return. So.
Well, how many teachers keep a piano in their classroom and teach from the keyboard, not just music?
So. I don't know, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stephanie Henderson in studio this morning. Steph, appreciate your time today.